My name's Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learbird. Got a really good question that came into our Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learbird.com. I say this in every one of these. You don't need to be a customer of Learbird to ask us a question. If we can answer a question, we will. If we think that there's other issues that you should go and find a professional local trainer, we will tell you that too. But this one is good because I haven't had, we get a lot of them, but I haven't done a Q&A on it very often. It's about a dog that constantly eats things when it's out on a walk. And it's an older dog, it's a 5-year-old dog. It's a serious thing and it has to be dealt with, or it could very quickly either kill your dog or cause you to spend a couple thousand dollars because your dog has a bowel obstruction because it ate something it shouldn't eat. It's not maybe as simple of a solution as you think. It's not necessarily, oh, put a shock collar on him, shock the devil out of him. That's really gonna do a lot for your relationship with your dog, isn't it? But first I'm gonna read the question and then I'm gonna talk about what Cindy recommended and I'll throw my 2 cents in too. This person said, I have a 5-year-old rescue dog with the impulse to ingest inappropriate things he finds, like bark, mulch chips, etc. He has puked up sticks the size of your thumb, and I'm worried he will cause himself a lethal internal injury, and that can easily happen. I've tried the standard leave it, and now he just swallows it faster. It's like I've trained him to eat these things really quickly. He's muzzle trained so that I can permit him some off-leash time, but other folks treat him like he's Hannibal Lecter when he has a muzzle on. Good one. I always kind of chuckle at that when I have puppies and I'm walking my dog and I don't want people to go, oh, such a cute little puppy. Put a muzzle on him. Nobody's gonna walk up and pet dog with a muzzle on. A side note, sometimes I ramble on, get sidetracked, but one of my very best friends, Kevin Sheldahl, trains police service dogs. And he and I have done a number of police dog training courses, and I've done a number of courses on muzzles. But Kevin has a course going right now, and it's really not funny, because people question what kind of damage a dog can do with a muzzle. And one of the students who's an adult male, and he's at Kevin's school right now, and it's a 6-week school, and they were doing muzzle fighting training, and the dog came in on the decoy really fast, and the decoy thought he was gonna go high into the body and slam him in the chest, hit him in the knee and broke his knee. Now he has a pin in his leg. So anyway, I got sidetracked. Let's go back to the dog chewing stuff up. She said, other than his dietary indiscretions, he's a wonderfully obedient boy. I walk him on a head halter so that I can, if necessary, prevent him from ingesting these harmful pieces of material. The vet has determined he has no nutritional deficiencies. This is not my first rodeo. I've been a volunteer walker trainer at the local shelter for 12 years. How can I train him out of doing this behavior? I think I would have started a little younger. That'd be a start. The problem with a dog like this, he's been allowed to practice bad behavior from the sound of it for 5 years. Had this dog been started at 8 weeks when you take him out for a walk as a puppy, you can teach him the leave it command. But that's not what I'm going to talk about here, because this is a entirely different thing. You let a dog practice bad behavior for a long enough period of time, and you're going to have to work 100 times harder to change that dog's behavior. So Cindy says, honestly, this is a health hazard for your dog, and I would use a muzzle. Even though this woman says that she's tried a muzzle, but she doesn't like it because of the Hannibal Lecter move, you know what my opinion is? I got enough friends in the world. I don't need more friends, and I don't need some dude or woman that doesn't know jack shit, about dog training telling me or looking down their nose at me because my dog has a muzzle on. You don't need to take advice from anybody you don't respect. So to heck with those people. So Cindy goes on to say, I really don't take other people's opinions to heart when I know I'm doing the best thing for my dogs. That's a very important statement. You can certainly work on redirecting him away from the items to something of higher value during training sessions. In other words, you have an item laying out there, you tell him to leave it, and you teach him, oh, if he leaves it, he comes to me and he gets a high value food reward, a little piece of steak, really a good treat. By planting things in the environment and then taking your dog out and saying that you're going to have a training session, and you know where the items are that the dog is going to try and pick up, you can set yourself up to win by being ready to say leave it or yuck, and maybe a little tap on the leash, he turns and comes. And you might have to put a prong collar on the dog, and that doesn't mean jerking him off his feet. It might just mean a yuck. That's all it might take. Have him turn, oh, good boy, here. And you don't have to give him just one piece of food. Give him multiple pieces of food. The problem is if you give him one piece of food, a lot of times the dog will learn, you're training the dog, okay, I got my piece of food, now I can go over there and look at that thing I want to eat on the ground. No, don't do that. Give him a food. Yes, give him multiple pieces of food and then go the other way. So that's one way. Cindy says, in my experience, a muzzle-trained dog can have much more freedom with less hovering from you, and you can both enjoy your walks in leash time and have it be a more happy experience for you. And that's an important thing, too. You go back to the muzzle thing. It's going to take some time. I did a video here a year or so ago on how to condition a dog to wear a muzzle and like it. That's the important thing. In the beginning, a lot of dogs have to learn to wear a muzzle. They have to learn that muzzles aren't bad things, because good things can happen when you have a muzzle. And if you do this thing right, the dog can learn, hey, the muzzle goes on, I get to go outside and I get to go for a walk. And my handler even gives me little pieces of food through the end of the muzzle, because we have muzzles that you can give treats through on our website. We sell more muzzles than any other dog-related company in the United States. I think we have close to 100 different sizes and models of muzzles. So, Cindy said, I teach puppies that when I say yuck, that means I'm going to present them with a piece of steak or something they really like. So that's starting at the young age for people that are just wondering. I'm hoping that a lot of people that just get new puppies and have this problem go on YouTube and look for it, because they're concerned about it, because they should be concerned, but it's an easy fix at a young age. And you shouldn't have puppies off leash anyway if they have this kind of a problem. They should be on leash all the time, even a long line. With good timing, you'll end up with a dog that will leave what's in front of him and come to you for the snack. And that's the goal of these dogs. It's the goal of a puppy training. It's the goal of a rescue dog. They'll learn it if you do it often enough, and they can learn it if they have a muzzle on. The problem with an adult that has a history of doing this is that they've got repetitions of being successful when they go to pick something up, and that's what's going to cause the problem. This is Cindy talking now. I owned a dog that was like this from puppyhood about 25 years ago, and it was incredibly stressful and expensive from an emergency surgery standpoint if the dog ingested something. I had a pristine outdoor run that I swept and kept free of any sticks, acorns, leaves, etc., because he would eat anything. I think this can be a genetic component, this is Cindy talking now, to it, as well as an imbalance in the temperament of the dog. Not necessarily a nutrition thing, but a compulsion to eat and swallow anything that I've seen run in certain families of dogs. A friend of ours had a dog that swallowed eyeglasses, socks, sticks, wallets, coins, batteries, paper, towels, etc. She bred the dog, and a number of her puppies grew up to do the same thing. Cindy said, this is not a scientific study, but it is food for thought. So keep that in mind. So the person came on and said, Thank you. For his safety and my sanity, I will stick with a muzzle for off-leash adventures. I appreciate your thoughtful response. Other people have recommended I use an e-collar to modify his undesirable behavior. I don't want to do anything that I would destroy his relationship that we've already built. It's a really good point, too, because, yeah, you can take and put a remote collar on this dog, or any dog, and put him in avoidance when he goes out and does that. Does it work? Yeah, it really works. I wouldn't do it. I don't think it's necessary to do it when you have another way of accomplishing the same thing and not having such a undesirable after effect of it. You always have to think when you're going to do something like this that, okay, I'm going to do this, but this has ramifications. And in this case, the ramifications are you're going to destroy or hurt your relationship with your dog. Because the odds are anybody that asks this is not a pro with using a remote collar. Okay? And if you make that mistake, you can cause a lifetime problem with your relationship with that dog. So why even go there to begin with if you're not a pro and you really don't know how to use a remote collar? Go over here. Do what Cindy says. Keep these dogs on a leash. Teach them how to wear a muzzle. If you don't have a muzzle, go to our muzzle section in Learbird.com and you'll see I have a free video, and it's an extensive video on how to size a muzzle, because it's a hard thing. You've got to learn how to size a muzzle correctly. We get more muzzles returned here than all of our other products that we sell, right up to the point until I did the video. It's a detailed video on how to measure a dog for a muzzle. And then once you get a muzzle, anybody that gets a muzzle gets a free online course on how to condition your dog to wearing a muzzle. And that's the part, what I referred to earlier, is we're going to show you in that video how you get your muzzle out and the dog sees the muzzle and they want to get that muzzle on because they know this is some fun things are going to happen after this. This is when I get to go for a walk. This is when my owner is going to give me these little pieces of food through the muzzle. As soon as it goes on, give them a couple pieces of food. That's how you build a relationship. This over here with this heavy-handed stuff, is that? I'd prefer to go over here and take the softer, smoother approach. So in closing, I do have a course on, and it's, I think it's free, or it's like 10 bucks. It's not very much money, that I did a number of years ago to teach people how Cindy and I live with the four or five dogs that we have in our home. And I would recommend that to almost anybody that's a new dog trainer. We have one on basic dog obedience. And then we have another one on that I've already talked about, how to condition a dog to wearing a muzzle. So if you have these problems, good information here.